Well, I want to thank the Lord for allowing us to come and be with you on these few days.
我感谢主这几天给我们能够来到弟兄姊妹当中。
I want to remind everybody that I have brought the gospel tracts back again today, and they're on the table.
我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹，我带了很多福音单张在桌子上。
And please take some if you feel that you can use them. Take as many as you want to use.
And 你可以用得着，尽量嘛。
And may the Lord use them for His glory.
但愿主用这些单张为着他自己的荣耀。
Last night we had a party.
昨天我们有个宴会。
It was a joyful time and a sad time.
是一个快乐的时间，也是一个忧愁的时间。
Because some of you are going to be moving away.
因为你们当中有些人要离开了。
But I had the opportunity to give out some tracts yesterday at the restaurant, and I was thankful for that.
昨天我有机会能够把一些单张在餐厅里面发出去，我也很感谢。
So I spoke to the young man who was serving us. His name is John, I think.
昨天的侍应名字叫 John. 我也给他一些单张。
And he said, "Oh, I'm a Christian."
他说我是一个基督徒。
And I said, "Well, that's wonderful."
我说哦，这非常的好。
So you can read the tract and then give it to somebody else.
所以你可以读过那些单张，你也可以给别人。
I said, "What about the other employees here? Are they Christians?" He said, "No."
说他们还有其他的员工在这里，是不是基督徒呢？他说不是。
So I gave him four tracts for the other employees at the restaurant.
我给他了四个福音单张，为了其他的同事。
And he assured me he was going to give them to them.
他答应我，他会把它发给他们。
So if the Lord reminds you, pray for those employees at the Great Lake Buffet restaurant.
如果主有提醒你的话，我为着这在 Great Lake Buffet 这些人祷告。
And God will draw them and attract them to Himself.
但愿主吸引他们到主自己面前。
You know, if you want to start giving out tracts and be more of a witness to the Lord,
如果弟兄姊妹愿意把福音单张发出去，愿意成为主的见证人，
of course we need to ask the Lord to enable us to do it.
当然我们要求主使我们有这样的能力。
You remember in Acts chapter, I think it's Acts chapter 4.
我记得大概使徒行传第四章。
Where the disciples and the other followers of Jesus Christ were gathered in a room and they were suffering persecution.
当这些门徒或者主耶稣跟随者在一个房间里面，因为他们被迫害。
And they began to pray.
他们就开始祷告。
Oh Lord,
他说主啊
，Give us boldness.
给我们有这勇敢。
That we may proclaim this great salvation that you have given.
我们宣扬这个这么伟大的救恩。
Now that's my paraphrase.
这是我来意会的。
That's not a quote.
这不是直接
But they asked the Lord for boldness.
但他们求主给他们有这个勇敢。
So ask the Lord for boldness.
所以我们应该求主给我们有这勇敢的心。
And make sure you have some tracts with you.
当然你必须常常有一些福音单张在你身上。
And then there's another thing you have to do.
另外一件事情。
You just have to do it.
就是要去做。
You just have to take one foot and put it in front of the other foot.And say, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to do it.
我们必须一个脚印一个脚印这样走啊！君主说，靠着你的恩典，我要这样做。
And you may fail.
你可能会失败。
Or you may think you're failing.
或者你想一想，感觉自己是失败了。
But God looks at our heart.
但神是鉴察人心的。
And He never fails.
他永不失败。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
？I'm not so sure.
我不一定。这么肯定。
Do you believe that God never fails?
你真的相信神不会失败吗
？Yeah, you can say yes or amen.
Amen.
I've heard you say amen.
我听到有人讲 amen.
God never fails.
神永远不会失败。
And He wants to give us that compassion and that burden for the lost.
神要把这个对世上的人的怜悯与负担赐给我们。
And He's looking at our hearts.
他看到我们心里面去。
So He will really enable us and He will use us for His glory.
他会赐我们的能力，也会使我们能够做到为着他的荣耀。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, we are so privileged.
我们是一对蒙福的人。
We have the Word of God.
我们有神的话语。
We believe the Word of God.
我们相信神的话语。
And the Word of God tells us that there will come a time when every knee will bow to the Lord Jesus Christ and every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们有一天万膝要跪拜万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
I believe that.
我相信这句话。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗? Amen.
Every knee,
每一个膝盖,
Fidel Castro in Cuba, one day, he will bow his knee to the Lord Jesus Christ.
在古巴的这个总统有一天他也要跪下来。
Now today, I'm going to try to tell you some secrets.
我今天要告诉大家一些秘密。
Now this is a secret that only the Cubans understand.
这个秘密就古巴的人会知道。
When we are gathered with them in a room,
当我们在一个房间跟他们聚集,
even in their homes,
我就在他们家里,
when we begin to talk about certain people in the country, we lower our voices.
当我们要讲到这个国家里的一些人的时候, 我们很小声地讲,
because we don't know who may be walking along the street with the windows open.
因为窗是打开的, 我们不知道外面是什么人走过。
And if we don't want to use one particular person's name, we do this.
如果我们不用讲这个人的名字, 我们会这样做。
Everybody knows who we mean.
每一个人都知道这是谁。
That's a secret.
这是他们的秘密。
That's a Cuban secret.
那是古巴人的秘密。
If you ever go there, you can use that.
如果去那里的话, 你可以做这个手势。
But cuidado, be careful.
Okay.
That's Spanish.
I don't know Spanish.
No, I know. Yeah. That's one word we've learned. But thank the Lord.
Now
think of it.
大家想一想,
every knee is going to bow.
每一个膝盖都要跪下来,
every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord.
每一个嘴巴, 每个口都要宣告耶稣基督是主。
But in His mercy,
在他的怜悯,
we have bowed our knee now.
我们现在已经是跪在主的面前,
and we confess Him as our Lord now.
我们现在就宣告我们的主是主。
That's the mercy and grace of God.
这是神的怜悯与恩典。
That somehow He has touched our hearts.
因为他摸到我们的心里面去。
And I was particularly touched this morning as some of us men gathered for prayer.
今天早晨我们有些弟兄们一起聚在一起祷告。
Because some of us men, many of us are very hard.
我们有时候做弟兄的心里面很硬。
And we want to be tough.
我们愿意成为一个硬汉。
But God has touched our hearts.
神摸到我们的心,
and drawn us to Himself.
把我们吸引到他的面前,
and some is working in us.
并且在我们里面工作,
to make us soft.
使我们能够柔软,
adjustable.
能够被他来塑造,
to conform us into the image of His Son.
把我们造成神儿子的模样,
that is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
That is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯,
and the power of God.
也是神的能力,
only God could do it.
只有神能够做,
how we need to thank Him for that.
我们要何等地感谢我们的主。
Many, many years ago, Martin Luther wrote a pamphlet.
很多年前, 马丁路德写了一个小书。
And that little pamphlet was written about the book of Galatians.
那本小书是写关于加拉太书的。
One of those pamphlets fell into the hands of a man in England by the name of John Bunyan.
这本小书很奇妙地到了英国一个人的手上,本人约翰的手上。
And that impacted his life so that he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
这本小书影响了他的生命,他就从那本小书认识耶稣基督是救主。
He wrote a book.
他也因此写了一本书,
Pilgrim's Progress.
Pilgrim's Progress.
That book has been, we believe that book has been translated into 135 languages. Can you imagine the many hundreds of thousands of people that have been affected by that book?
你们相信有许多千千万万人因着这本书受影响。
Because of one pamphlet that was written by Martin Luther and fell into the hands of John Bunyan.
只是因为马丁路德写了一本小书到了本人约翰的手上。
So remember, God can use one little tract.
所以相信神能够用很小的一个单章。
In a mighty way.
啊，一个能够成为一个很强大的力量。
And he wants to use them.
啊，神愿意用它。
Okay, now that's my first message.
这是我第一个信息。
I'm going to give two today.
我今天要给两个信息。
I hope that's okay.
好，希望这是可以的。
Let's just pray again.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you today.
父神，我们今天我们在这里感谢你。
That your tremendous mercy has affected us.
因为你何等的怜悯影响了我们。
And as we bow before you in this room,
当我们在这个房间里，我们匍匐在你面前。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is praying for us at your wonderful throne.
我们的主耶稣基督在宝座上为我们祷告。
We want to thank you.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you for your word.
我们要为着你的话感谢你。
We want to thank you for your church.
我们为着你的教会感谢你。
We want to thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们为着圣灵我们感谢你。
And for your presence here, we want to thank you.
为着你今天与我们同在，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, that you have been so patient with us.
感谢主，对我们何等的忍耐。
And your love for the world knows no boundaries.
你对于地上的人的爱是没有限制的。
We want to thank you today.
我们为了这个感谢。
And we thank you, Lord, we just ask that you will bless your word today.
我们在这里求主你祝福你的话语。
Give me utterance, Lord.
给我们有言语可以讲。
And give us all eyes to behold the Lord Jesus.
让我们每个眼睛都向你打开。
And give us ears to hear what you're saying.
让我们有耳朵能够听到你要对我们说的话。
Thank you that you are speaking in our day.
我们感谢主在今天你仍然说话。
We want to hear you.
我们愿意听见你。
And we want to run after you.
我们愿意快跑跟随你。
And we thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢你，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So I have told you one little secret.
我告诉了大家一个小秘密。
From Cuba.
在古巴的小秘密。
Now I want to tell you what I believe is another secret.
啊，我现在要告诉你另外一个秘密。我相信是一个秘密。
You know the Bible is full of secrets.
你知道圣经里面充满了秘密。
Many people when they read the Bible, they miss them.
很多人读圣经忽略了。
But God doesn't want us to miss them.
但神不愿意我们忽略。
He wants us to know them.
神要我们知道。
His secrets are given so that we might discover them.
他的秘密写在哪里，乃是让我们能够去发现。
When we have a secret, we don't want anybody to discover it.
我们有秘密，我们不想任何人发现。
But when God gives secrets, He gives them so that we will want to discover them.
但神把秘密摆在这里，乃是要人去发现。
Now, you know, it takes some effort to discover a secret.
当然你需要努力、才能够找到这些秘密。
Some of his secrets he makes very, very plain.
有些秘密是看来很简单的。
And so easy for us to discover them.
很容易我们就能够找到。
He just comes where we're walking and he dumps them in front of us.
我们往前走路，他就丢在我们前面。
And we trip over them.
我们就从那里跌倒了。
And then we get up and say, Lord, thank you.
我们就爬起来说，主啊，谢谢。
Because you showed me that.
因为你给我看见了。
He has many things that he wants to show us.
他有很多的事情他要显明给我们看。
And so, I think the Lord has been speaking to me this way.
我想神对我如此的说。
That there are some secrets in the Word of God.
在神的话语里面有一些的秘密。
And so I have been trying to discover them.
我愿意在这里一直在寻找。
Particularly in the last 31 years.
特别在过去的31年里面。
I have been endeavoring to discover.
我就一直在这里寻找。
Because that's when the Lord, as a Christian, the Lord met me in a dynamic, in a new and living way.
成为一个基督徒。主遇见我在一个很奇妙的一些环境里面。
I was a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
I knew I was going to heaven.
我知道我会上天堂。
But the Lord was very merciful to me.
但神对我何等的怜悯。
And he put a hunger in my heart.
他把一个饥渴摆在我里面,
and I thank him so much
我实在感谢他,
for that hunger and thirst that he put in my spirit.
因着他把放在我灵里面那个饥渴,
and I want to say to you today, if you have a hunger for God,
我要告诉弟兄姊妹, 如果你今天对神有一个饥渴,
and if you have a thirst for God and for Christ,
如果你在里面有一个渴慕为着神, 为着基督,
you are greatly blessed.
你是何等蒙福的人,
because there are certain things in the Word of God reserved for the hungry and the thirsty.
因为神的话语里面有一些话专门留给那些对神有饥渴的人,
you can find them.
你们会找到,
they're only for the thirsty and only for the hungry.
只是对着那些有饥渴的人,
and some of us as Christians, we're too easily satisfied.
我们今天基督徒有时候很容易就满足了,
we just take a little bit from the cup of salvation and we're full.
我们拿了一点点救恩，则被杯就满了,
but God has so much that he wants to give us.
但神有这么多要给我们,
so if you're hungry and thirsty, let your heart rise up to him in thanksgiving today.
如果你心里面是有饥渴的话，但愿我们的灵能够起来，我们把感谢赞美归给他。
And if you're not hungry and thirsty, may the Lord make you hungry and thirsty before we finish today.
如果你没有饥渴的话，但愿主给你恩典。
In the way that I think that I am hungry and thirsty, I think I am related to the Apostle Paul.
我里面那个饥渴，我想我是跟保罗所讲的有关系。
Because I see that in the Word of God, when the Lord Jesus Christ met him,
我从神的话语看到，当主耶稣遇见保罗，
he was changed forever. And God began to give him wonderful revelation. And from that day on, he wanted everybody that he knew to have this same revelation. And you find that in his prayers and in his letters as we read them in the Word of God. So this is what I'm going to speak to you about today. About revelation. Divine revelation. Divine revelation is revelation that only God can give. Only he can give it. And when he gives it, he never takes it back. In other words, when you receive divine revelation, nobody can take it away from you.
换一句话说,
if you receive your revelation from man, there is a possibility that that will be threatened, attacked, and with every endeavor of the devil to take it away from you.
仇敌的攻击有一天会离开的。Now
the devil does the same with us when we receive divine revelation. He tries to rob us, but when we receive it from God, nobody, hell or heaven, and nobody on the earth can take it away from us.
如果这个启示是从神来的，仇敌也想要攻击把它夺去，但是他没办法夺去。Because
we have received it from the Lord.
因为我们是从主直接接受的。And
divine revelation is so important.
这个神圣的启示是何等的重要。
We cannot even be saved without divine revelation.
我们没有这个从天上来的启示，我们没办法如何得救。
Maybe we don't realize it when we're saved, but when we're saved because God has shown us that we're a sinner, we're bound for hell, and we need to be saved.
我们可能自己不觉得，但是如果不是神开我们眼睛，看到我们是一个罪人，我们只有去地狱的路，我们没办法蒙恩得救。And
that's a wonderful revelation.
这是何等奇妙的一个启示。And
when we are clearly born of the Holy Ghost, nobody can take that away from us.
如果我们是从圣灵里面生的，没有人能够把我们从那里面夺去。We
will be tempted.
我们会受试探。
Sometimes, like we sang in the hymn, we'll be tempted to despair.
我们有时候好像诗歌所唱的，我们这个试探给我们很失望。
But if we have been born of God, no one can take that away from us.
如果我们是从神生的，没有人能够把我们夺去。
But that's only the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
God has many things that he wants to reveal to us. And everything that he wants to reveal to us is related to his precious son. He is the one that he wants to reveal in us and to us. So I want to speak to you today about David's secret. Yeah, that's what I believe, it was David's secret. And what was his secret? His secret was that he saw the Lord Jesus. Before his incarnation. Now you know there are others in the Word of God who also saw the Lord Jesus. Didn't Jesus say about Abraham that he saw my day? I think something like that. So this, I believe, was, you know, when we look at the life of David, or the life of other what we call great Bible characters, don't you ever ask yourself, what was their secret?
你有没有问过自己说，哎，他们的秘密在哪里？
Why did David find such a wonderful place in the heart of God?
为什么大卫能够寻找到在神里面心里面所要的？
David wasn't perfect.
大卫一点都不完全。
Far from perfect.
远远不是完全的。
He sinned horribly.
他到处都有犯罪。
And his sins are all right here for us to read about.
他的罪都写在圣经里面。
But yet he found a place of forgiveness, and he found this wonderful place that he had a heart after God. So that's what I want to speak to you today. Will you turn with me for the first scripture reading in Psalm 21?
我们先翻到诗篇21篇。
Psalm 21, I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我要从21篇, 从第一节读到第七节。
The king, should I read the whole thing? The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest, or thou you met him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved.
第一节，耶和华王必因你的能力欢喜，因你的救恩，他的快乐何其大！他心里所愿的，你已经赐给他；他嘴唇所求的，你未尝不应允。你以美福迎接他，把金金的冠冕戴在他头上。他向你求寿，你便赐给他，就是日子长久，直到永远。 他因你的救恩大有荣耀，你又将尊荣威严加在他身上，你使他有宏福，直到永远，又使他在你面前欢喜快乐。王倚靠耶和华，因至高者的慈爱必不得摇动。This
psalm is David speaking to God about himself.
这篇诗篇是大卫对神。
Yeah, he puts himself kind of in the third person. So he's talking about the king. But he's talking about himself. And so he says to the Lord, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. I think this is what David was saying in the first verse. Lord, your salvation is so great, I don't know how to describe it. You see, he says, how greatly shall he rejoice? In other words, he was rejoicing in God's salvation, but he didn't know how to put any boundaries on his rejoicing. And then he said this,
然后他说,
Thou hast given him his heart's desire.
他说这里, 他心里所愿的, 神已经赐给他了,
and hast not withholden the request of his lips. And then we have this little word, Sila. You know what that means?
知道那个意思吗?
That says, stop and think about that.
那就是说暂停,
don't hurry over this, but just stop and consider this, what the Word of God has already said.
赶紧要赶快读下去,现在停一下,
so let's camp at this verse for a few moments. He said to the Lord, Lord, you have given me my heart's desire.
他对主说,
now I want to ask you this morning. What is your desire?
你的心愿是什么呢?
Do you have any desires?
你有你的心愿吗?
Well, I think you must.
我想你都会有。
I hope we all have some desires.
我相信我希望大家都有点愿望。
I think this young couple right up here has a desire.
我想这些年轻人在这有他的愿望。
They can hardly wait.
他们可能等不及了。
Well, if they're like I was.
如果他们像我,
and I think they're normal. I think I was normal.
I
think
I was normal.
So every day seems so long. When is it going to come? And then I arrived at the church for the wedding day and my, she was late. Trying to talk, converse with the pastor who's going to marry us for 20 minutes, wondering where she is. So don't be late. And don't you be late. And don't run away. They have a desire. This is natural and normal and good. This is something to look forward to. And it's wonderful. But David said to the Lord,
大卫对神说,
Lord, you have given me my heart's desire.
主你给了我心里面有一个心愿。
What was David's desire?
大卫的心愿是什么呢?
I think David had many desires.
我相信大卫有很多的心愿。
And some of them the Lord gave him.
有一些是主给他的。
And some of them the Lord did not give him.
有一些不是神给他的。
As you read the life of David, you find that one of his desires was this. He wanted to build a house for God. You remember that from reading the Bible? He wanted to build a house for the Lord. He seemed to say to the Lord, Lord, you've been living in a tent. A portable dwelling, and we pick it up and move it, and you come with us, and I want to build you a house.
这个帐幕是随时又可以抬起来又可以走的，现在你住在当中，但是我愿意为你建一个。This
was a great desire that he had.
这个在他里面成为一个很大的一个愿望。Did
God give him that desire?
神有没有给他这个愿望呢?
No.
神没有给他这个愿望。So
he's not talking about that here.
他在这里不是在讲这个。But
he said, Lord, you have given me the desire of my heart.
但他这里说,
one day, David was talking with some of his men.
大卫跟他的跟从者这样说,
before he was the king.
在他成为王之前,
I think it was before he was the king.
应该在他成为王之前,
you know, he had a band of men who were rejects from society.
你知道,
they were rebels and in debt, and they had all kinds of problems, but they loved David. And they came and joined themselves to David. And they said, we're going to follow you. I think they saw something in David.
And
that's very important. God was working in David. Saul didn't see that. King Saul. He hated David and wanted to kill him. But these men loved David. I think there were 400 or 600 of them at different times. And they were living in the wilderness, hiding in caves, and various things in their way of living. David was hiding. He was a fugitive, hiding from King Saul. And I think it happened this way. One day, David was with some of his mighty men. He had a number of mighty men. Around 30 or maybe more. And some of them were more mighty than the others. And I think he was with some of the bravest of his men on this day. And something just kind of escaped from his heart, out through his lips. And it was this. If only I could have a drink from the well in Bethlehem. David loved Bethlehem. And he felt the water from that well was special. And so he just kind of let this expression come out of his mouth. And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗?
Three of his mightiest men said in their hearts, "We're going to go to Bethlehem and get him a drink from that well." Now, keep in mind, they were surrounded by the armies, the Philistines, I believe, their enemies. So the enemy was standing in the way. But these three mighty men broke through the ranks of the enemy's army, went to Bethlehem, got the water, broke through again, and came back and gave it to David.
顿兵,然后去拿了水,
and David had his desire met. And the men were watching him, hoping that they could see him drink from the water. But what did he do? He took the whatever bucket of water it was they brought, and he said, "Lord, this water contains the life of these men. They risked their lives for me." And he poured it out as an offering to the Lord. Was that the desire that David had? That he's talking about here? I don't think so. I want to tell you what I believe is this desire. He says in this verse, "Thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips."
Selah.
Think about that. Now, if you'll just turn over a couple of pages in this psalm to Psalm 27. We will discover what his desire was. Here's what I believe. Psalm 27 and verse 4. And verse 5. This is the Psalm of David. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
Now you notice here that David says this.
你有没有留意大卫在这里说,
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求告,
that will I seek after.
就是我要来寻求。
It is normal for us to have many desires.
对我们很正常, 我们有许多的愿望。
But we need to have understanding with the Lord to understand or to be able to arrange our desires in a proper priority with him.
我们需要有个悟性来认识我们的主，使我们知道什么有优先权的。
And David did this.
大卫做了这件事。
And he put all of his desires in the background except for one.
他把他所有愿望都丢到身后，只有一个。
And that one desire was this.
他唯一的心愿就是这个。
Yes, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, but there was a reason.
他愿意一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，这里有一个原因。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
乃是要瞻仰他的荣美。
And that, I believe, was David's desire.
我自己相信这是大卫的愿望。
That was the one thing that David desired.
这是大卫一个他所要的愿望。
He wanted to see the Lord.
他愿意看见他的荣美。
He wanted to behold the Lord.
他愿意看见。
He wanted to gaze upon the Lord.
他愿意瞻仰。
He wanted to be filled with a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他愿意有从主来的一个意象。
And that, I believe, was his desire.
我相信这是他的心愿。
What a wonderful desire that was.
这是何等奇妙的一个心愿。
And God knew his heart.
神知道他的心。
And God would answer him.
神也答应他的心愿。
And meet that desire of his.
满足他这个心愿。
You notice he says, One thing have I desired of the Lord.
这里说我曾求告耶和华主一件事。
This was his priority.
这是他最优先要的。
I believe in order for us to have one priority, we have to put many things in the background.
如果我们有一个我们最优先要的，我们要把许多的东西都丢到身后。
We have to forsake many things.
我们要放下许多的事。
Sometimes we have to put things aside for a period of time.
我们有些东西我们可能要放下一半的时间。
Sometimes we may not get to do many of those things.
我们根本没有时间去做这些的事情。
They're not all bad things. They may be good things.
这些都是坏的，可能都是好的。
But if we want the best,
但是如果我们要上好的,
the good has to be sacrificed for the best.
那些好的一定要牺牲掉，才能得到上好。And I
believe the best is that we behold the Lord.
我相信到最好的乃是我能够瞻仰我的主。
Nothing can take the place of divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有一件事能够代替从天上，主耶稣从天上来给我们。Nothing
strengthens our faith like divine revelation of Him.
没有一个能够使我们的所信的能够越过越稳固，乃是从天上来的。When
we behold the Lord in our spirit and He gives us vision of Himself,
当我们从灵里面瞻仰我们的主，他给我们看到意象的话，
we are changed forever.
我们就从此改变。In
fact, that's how we are changed.
这也是我们为什么会改变。
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求告耶和华。
That will I seek after.
我仍要寻求。
What does it mean to seek?
这个寻求是什么意思呢？
Again, it means that we will forsake many other things and focus on the one thing that we're after.
再一次说，我们乃是放下许多的，只是专一这个一件事，我们寻求。
And I believe that's what David did.
我相信这是大卫所做的。
Now you know, there are men and women who will do the same thing for an earthly crown.
我相信地上的人，男的女的，为了地上的冠冕，我们会这样做。
They will forsake everything.
他们会放下许多的事。
They will sell their property and their homes and leave their family.
他们会把财产卖掉，离开他们的家。
And they'll go out in the ocean in some old boat contraption. And they'll have some old tattered maps that will show them where the Spaniards' ships sunk off the coast of some shore with gold in it. And they'll spend their lives trying to get that gold up out of the sea. Because that's a treasure. They consider that to be a treasure. And it's worth for them, they feel, to forsake everything and seek that thing. And you know, we need to have the same desire, the same willingness. To seek the Lord. That He may show Himself to us. That He may reveal Himself to us as His children.
You know,
as I've been reading the Psalms, I find the psalmist, this is one of his cries, show me your salvation. And the writer in the book of Hebrews says that this salvation is a so great salvation. It's just so great. And when we have come to the Lord and been saved, it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of the race. The beginning of our pursuit after God. God wants to give us that kind of heart. You know, God cannot deny that kind of seeking. He has to give in to it. If we won't let Him go, He will give in. But He's waiting till we persist and don't give up. You know, there was a woman, more than one, but one I'm thinking about in the Gospels. And she had such a sad life. Because she had a daughter who was possessed of a devil or a demon. And she was in despair. And she came to the Lord. The Lord Jesus. And she just cried out to Him. And you remember how He treated her? And we think sometimes, Lord, I think you were pretty rough on her. But she didn't give up. She had this one tremendous need. She knew that He could meet it. She believed in her heart nobody else could do it. She didn't give up. Oh, how delighted the Lord was. And her daughter was restored. And this is what He's looking for in us. He knows everything about us. He knows how busy we are. No good telling Him you're too busy. Because He knows that there are some things you can set aside. One thing have I desired. And Lord, by Your grace, I'm going to seek this one thing. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Back to Psalm 21. Verse 3. You met Him with the blessings of goodness. David could say that the Lord had met him. Can you say that? Have you met the Lord? Has the Lord met you? Oh, He's standing in our way. He wants us to meet Him. And every one of us, we need to have our own meeting with the Lord. And He's waiting for that. You set a crown of pure gold on His head. He asked the life of thee, and thou gavest to him even length of days forever and ever. When I read this verse 4, I have marked in my Bible Joshua. Why would I have Joshua marked there?
为什么写个耶稣亚呢?
Because David said to the Lord,
因为大卫对主说,
I asked life of you, and you gave it to me, even length of days forever and ever.
因为我向你求寿你赐给我,
now that could mean that he gives us long life.
这个可以说你给我就活得很久,
or he gives us many days.
或者给我们很多的日子,
sometimes he does.
有时候他会这样做,
thank the Lord.
感谢主,
I am so thankful that dear brother Kong is 91, I think.
我为着江弟兄现在91岁, 我感谢主,
and God has given him length of days.
神给他有长久的日子,
I think that's wonderful.
我觉得这何等的奇妙,
because he's a gift to the church.
因为他是直在对,
I don't have any doubt about that.
我对这个一点都没有怀疑,
many days.
很多日子,
thank the Lord.
感谢主,
but you know, some of the Lord's servants that had the most impact on the earth even died very young. I think David Brainerd was in his 30s. And his diary impacted many servants of the Lord. And many others died young. In their 20s, in their
30s,
and sometimes I think this,
有时候我这样想,
they were so valuable to the Lord that he wanted them to be with him and not leave them on the earth. That's why he took them early. May the Lord give us that perspective. When he takes somebody that's close to us, and we don't think their days are full.
如果他在我们最亲近的人,很年轻的拿走的话,
it just seems to me as though the Lord says, I want that one with me.
但是我们能够看到说, 好像主说, 我愿意这个人早日回到,
literally,
字句的,
and they go to be with the Lord.
他们真的去到主的那里,
I could mention many.
我能够提到许多的人,
I won't take time.
我不在这里用这个时间,
so it could mean length of days, many days.
在这里可以讲说你有很多的日子,
I was so, June and I laughed in our hearts. About a month ago, because we were sitting having lunch with Brother Kong and Dora, his dear wife. And she told us that he was going to speak at a little conference in the east side of London, England.
Dora 就告诉我们说江弟兄会在 英国的东边一个地方讲道,
but there was another speaker.
那里还有另外一个讲员,
and Brother Kong was the youngest one.
江弟兄最年轻,
the other speaker was 98.
另外一个讲员98岁.
It's true.
是真实的.
It's Brother Flack.
那是 Flack 弟兄.
Yeah, he's 98 or 99.
98 or 99.
And still preaching. I think he spent 50 years in India as a missionary. And I know it's only the mercy of God that he's still alive. And traveling and preaching the gospel. Isn't that marvelous? That should encourage all the Lord's servants who are 80. But I have a feeling this verse means something else. Do you remember what happened in the life of Joshua? Joshua was a soldier. He was a warrior. And he was involved in leading many battles. And one day, you read about it in the book of Joshua, they were involved in a tremendous battle. The army of Israel under Joshua's command. And you remember what he did? He looked up at the sun. And he said, Sun, stand still. And what happened?
Did he stop the sun from going down?
No.
是不是他使这个太阳不再动了?
But God had a deposit in him, and God stopped it.
因为神把这个意愿摆在他里面，说神使这个太阳停了。
And that army had the longest day in history.
这个战士是在那一天里面是最长的一次。
Why did Joshua want that long day?
为什么约瑟需要这么长的一天呢?
Because he wanted to finish the accomplishment of the victory of God.
因为他愿意完成神这个得胜的战士。
Over his enemies.
越过他的。
And God gave it to him.
So 神就答应他这个要求。
Now that was a long day.
那一天何等长。
And you know what?
知道吗?
God can give us long days.
神也可以给我们一个很长的一天。
Now I don't recommend that you go outside today or tomorrow and look at the sun and do what Joshua did. I don't recommend that.
我不是建议你今天跑出去或者明天对着神说好像约瑟所做的事对着太阳了。
But if you have a heart for God,
如果你对神有一个心愿,
if you have this blessing of being hungry and thirsty for Him,
如果你是能够蒙福对主有这个饥渴的话,
and yet you know you have to work or study, you know that,
你知道你需要花功夫去读主的话,
you can ask God to give you wisdom and strength beyond your own natural capabilities.
你可以求主赐给你有智慧与能力，越过你本身的力量。
To solve the problems that you have rapidly, so that you'll have more time to give to Him.
来解决你现在面对的难处，使之你有时间为他的。
He can do that.
神能够如此做。
He loves to do that.
他何等喜爱这样。
And I could give you testimonies on how the Lord has done that for various people.
我可以给你们很多见证，在许多人身上成就。
Length of days.
一个长的日一天,
I hope you remember this.
我希望你记得这个,
because we will all be in those kind of situations where we will need the Lord to work on our behalf. Let's go on to verse 5. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty has thou laid upon him.
他以你的救恩大有荣耀,
I'm going to skip over some of this because I don't have time to do all this and what else I want to do. But look at verse 6.
看第六节,
Thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance.
你使他有红福直到永远, 又使他在你面前欢喜快乐。
This verse reminds me of the Apostle Paul.
这一句话提醒我关于保罗,
because when you read his letters,
当你读他的书信,
you find sometimes that he doesn't have enough words to express the greatness of Christ. You know, he says exceeding.
所以他用那个远超过,
abundantly.
何等的丰富,
above.
高越,
you know, Paul said that.
保罗这样说,
exceeding, abundantly, above all that we could ask or even think.
超越, 高过, 何等的丰富是超过我们所能.
God is able to do that.
神能够这样做的.
So David uses some of these same adjectives or adverbs, whatever they are.
所以大卫在这里用同样的形容词.
David says to God,
大卫对神说,
You have made me the most blessed person on the face of the earth.
大卫对神说,
and you know what?
你知道吗?
You will feel that way when you see the Lord Jesus Christ in a new and living way.
如果你这样寻求神的主耶稣的话,
you will believe that you are the most blessed person in the universe.
你会觉得你在这个宇宙中你是最蒙福的一个人。
Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance.
神使他在神面前欢喜快乐。
Now, I don't know what your translation says. Mine says, Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. I think yours says with thy presence. No? With thy countenance. Wonderful. Because I was reading, and even in the Amplified, it says, with thy presence.
No.
With thy countenance. It's wonderful. Wonderful. They're both good. But with thy countenance.
能够再看到你,
David says, Lord, you have made me the most blessed and exceeding glad with your countenance. What does that mean?
为了什么意思呢?
David saw the Lord.
因为大卫看到神,
he saw his countenance.
看到他的面.
I'm not sure he could describe what he saw.
因为我发现他不能够形容他所看见.
This is often the case.
常常是这样,
when we receive divine revelation,
当我们得到天上的启示的时候,
we can't explain it and describe it in our limited ability.
在我们有限的能力里面,
but we know that God has met us.
但是我们相信神,
and He's operated in our spirit. And we've been changed. And this was my experience.
这是我的,
I was changed.
我完全改变,
I was a Christian.
我是一个基督徒,
I was 33 years old.
我那时33岁,
raised in the church.
在教会的环境长大的,
and I was going to heaven.
我知道我会上天堂的,
and then the Lord came.
主来了,
and met me.
遇见我,
and I was changed.
我整个人改变,
and from that day, I also believe that this is the secret that God wants to give us.
从那一天开始,
but it's only for the hungry.
只是给那个有饥渴要,
and the thirsty.
那个渴慕的,
and I don't know whether anybody here has ever been really physically hungry or thirsty. I don't know.
我不知道在座有没有曾经挨饿过或者很口干过,
but I imagine when somebody is very hungry,
我相信当中如果有人很,
or thirsty,
非常口干,
they will do anything for a drink of water.
他会做任何事,
no good coming to a man on the desert who's looking for a drink of water and say, hey Charlie, I've got a new car I want to sell you.
对于一个在沙漠里面在找水喝的人, 你说,
I'll give it to you.
我把这个新车给你,
I don't want it, he says, I don't want it.
我不要这个车了,
just give me a drink.
他已经说,
because he knows he's going to die if he doesn't get a drink.
因为他知道如果再不喝一口水,
and when we get like that with the Lord,
如果我们这样对主的话,
he will come and meet us.
他会来与我们相遇,
and most often, it's when we're alone. God wants us to get alone with Him. Now let's turn over, just back a page, to Psalm 16. Psalm 16 and verse 8.
第16篇第8节,
these are the words of David.
这是, 大卫讲的话,
I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前, 因他在我右边, 我便不致摇动。
Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope.
因此我的心欢喜, 我的灵快乐, 我的肉身要安然居住。
Now notice that first phrase in verse 8.
你看到第八节第一句话,
David said, I have set the Lord always before me.
大卫说,
this is what David did. Because he had this one desire to see the Lord.
因为他有那一个心愿要见主。
He said in his heart, I will set the Lord always before me.
他在他心里面说,
when David was running from King Saul, he put the Lord in front of him.
当大卫在逃避扫罗王的时候,
when David had the opportunity to take Saul's life, he put the Lord Jesus in front of him.
And the
Lord wouldn't let him do it. When David had a decision to make, he put the Lord in front of him. He said, Lord, I'm gazing on you. I want your will. I put you right before me. And I put everything else out of my vision, I put you before me. He did it all the time. This was his own testimony. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因为他在我的右边, 我一直对过有动。
Now I want to remind you today,
我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹,
the devil,
仇敌,
and the world,
世界,
and your flesh,
肉体,
and everything else around us,
所有在我们周遭的事,
wants to shake us and move us off of the foundation of Christ.
要摇动我们从耶稣基督的磐石中摇动出去。
But when you set the Lord before you,
如果你把主摆在你的面前,
you will not be moved.
你就不会不自摇动。
He will keep you.
他能够保护你。
But you must keep him before your vision.
必须把他摆在你的能够看见。
That's what David did.
这是大卫所做的。
He said, Lord, I want you always before my face.
主啊, 我愿意你藏在我的面前。
And then turn over to Psalm 41.
翻到诗篇41篇,
and verse 12.
第十二节, 诗篇41篇, 十二节。
Psalm 41 and verse 12.
41篇第十二节。
And as for me, this is a psalm of David. As for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. You see that?
看见吗?
David said to the Lord,
大卫对主说,
I put you always before my face.
我常把你摆在我的面前。
And then the Lord said to David,
那主就对大卫说,
I will set myself before you.
我会把我自己站在你的面前。
Or, as he said in verse 12 of 41, you, as for me, you set me before your face forever.
在这里说,使我永远站在你的面前。
You see, God was looking at his desire.
神在看他心里面的心意。
God was looking at his heart.
神在寻找看他的心。
It's as though the Father said,
好像父神在说,
David wants to have me always before his face.
大卫要我常常在他的面前。
Therefore, I will set him before my face all the time.
所以我就使他能够常站在我的面前。
And God came right in and supported the desire that David had.
神就来到当中来支持大卫这个心愿。
Now let's turn over to the book of Acts.
我们现在翻到新约使徒行传。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
I want to read from verse 22 to the end of 26.
第22节到26节。
Acts 2:22-26.
第二章22到26节。
Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope.
22节, 以色列人啊, 请听我的话, 神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹, 将他证明出来, 这是你们自己知道的, 他既按着神的定旨, 先见, 被交与人, 你们就借着无法之人的手, 把他钉在十字架上杀了, 神却将死的痛苦解释了, 叫他复活, 因为他原不能被此拘禁。 大卫指着他说, 我看见主常在我的面前, 他在我的右边, 叫我不至于摇动, 所以我心里欢喜, 我的灵快乐, 并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
Do you see this?
看见吗?
In verse 22, Peter is preaching.
22节, 大卫在这里传讲, 彼得在这里传讲。
He's speaking about Jesus of Nazareth.
他在讲到拿撒勒人耶稣。
And then he uses David in verse
25.
David speaketh concerning him.
这里讲到大卫是讲,大卫在讲到关于主。
Concerning who?
他在讲谁呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
David was speaking about Jesus.
大卫在讲耶稣。
When he said this, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand,
but I
shall
not be moved.
What was David's secret? David's secret was this. He saw the Lord Jesus. He had this tremendous desire. Throughout his life, he did many exploits. And even as a young man watching the sheep for his father, he was coming to know the Lord. And he loved the Lord. But he wanted to see him. And he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Now when we behold the Lord, we're changed. Do you want to be changed? Do you feel the need to be changed? I feel the need to be changed. I want to be more like the Lord Jesus. And in closing, we'll just read a verse from 2 Corinthians. In chapter
3.
Second Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书第三章第十八节.
But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们纵然既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
This verse tells us that we are changed by beholding the Lord.
这一句话告诉我们说，我们之所以会改变，乃是我们瞻仰、敞着脸看我们的主。
When we behold the Lord,
当我们看我们的主,
He changes us.
他就改变我们,
from glory to glory.
从荣上加荣。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒,
you are in a glorious place.
你是在一个荣耀的所在。
Even if you just stepped inside the door of salvation, you have glory all over you. The glory of God.
神的荣耀.
But God wants to change you more. To a different measure or degree of glory. And for this, you must have vision. You must have David's desire. If you want to know his secret, then ask the Lord to give you his desire. Does God love to give us our desires? What do you think? How many yeas? God loves to give us our desires. Yeah. June and I were reading the scriptures recently. We try to read them every day. And we were reading in Psalm 37.
我们在读诗篇第37篇,
where it says this.
它哪里这样说,
delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
如果你愿意喜悦神自己,
if we delight in the Lord,
如果我们在神面前欢喜,
he delights to give us the desires of our heart.
他是愿意把我们心里所愿的给我.
But I thought about that new verse in a new way.
我就在这个圣经节里面, 我就有一个新的一个想法.
And I think the Lord dropped this into my heart.
我相信神把这句这个思想摆到我心中的.
Not only will he give us what we desire, but he will give us those desires.
他不只给我们有这样的心愿, 他还把该有的心愿给我们.
Do you understand that?
你明白这个吗?
I don't know if I can explain it. If you delight in the Lord,
如果你, 在主面前喜悦,
He will put the right desires in your heart. And then He will come and meet them. So He not only gives us the desire of our heart, but He puts the desire there.
他不是满足我,给我们有这样心愿,
Lord,
主啊,
David said,
大卫这样说,
You have given me the desire of my heart. And I am the most blessed person on the face of the earth. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. Are you saying, I am a mother, I have 3 or 4 children, I don't have time to seek the Lord this
week?
Are you a man who the company is trying to own you and take away all your time, and you say, I don't have time to seek the Lord this way? Do you want the Lord? If you want to have to see the Lord, if you believe what I've said about the secret of David, then you can ask the Lord to give you length of days. And He will show you how to have time that you don't have now. He will solve your most difficult problems that will take a month to solve. He will do them in a moment. If we seek Him with all of our heart, He will be found of us. He says that. If you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you. I will come and I will put myself right before your face. That's what He will do. If we're hungry,
and thirsty,
let's pray. Father, we thank you and bless your glorious name today. Open our eyes,
开我们的眼睛,
that we may behold the wonders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know you want to do this, Father.
神啊,
because you love your Son and you want to reveal Him.
因为你爱你的儿子,
you know every one of our hearts.
你认识我们每一颗心,
come and meet us in a new way.
主啊,在一个新的情况里面遇见我们,
even today,
就在今天,
we ask it for your glory.
我们求你的荣耀,
we ask that you would have increase in all of our lives.
愿你在我们每一个人生命中都能够增加,
and we thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们谢谢你, 奉主耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen. 好, 我们今天聚会就到这里。